I would like to call to order the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Town of Discovery Bay. Can we all please follow Dina in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Can I get roll call, please? All right. This is the time for public comment. Oh, please let the record reflect that Director Callahan is arrived before the meeting. No problem. We have that, correct? Okay. This is the time for public comment. If there's anybody that's in the room or on the line that would like to make a comment about any item that is not an agendized item, this would be the time for you to indicate so and come up to the podium and make your comments. Is there anybody in the room that has anything that is not agendized that would like to make any public comment? Is there anybody online that would like to make a public comment and can indicate by raising your hand or whatever the process is that's allowed for there? Is there any public comment?
We have one person on the line. If you'd like to make a public comment, please unmute yourself.
No? Okay, we will take that as public comment being closed. Is Rod on the line? Rod's on the line, right? Okay, Rod, just checking to make sure you're there.
I am here.
Thank you, Rod. Wanted to make sure we had our backup there.
I'm with you. There's only one other person, and that's Don on the phone.
Okay, great. We'll get to that in a minute. Consent calendars in front of the board.
Make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Any discussion or public comment? Hearing none, can I get a roll call vote, please?
Director Callahan?
Aye.
Director Patel?
Aye.
Vice President Porter?
Aye.
And President Graves?
Aye. Great. Time for area agency reports. Speaking of Diane Morrow, I believe she's on the line. Would you like to... are you there? Don?
Okay, I think I got unmuted.
You are.
Let me try to share my webcam. Okay, hi. I'm just want to let you guys know a little bit about some road work that's coming up. Public Works is going to fully close a portion of Bixler Road. And this is a little bit early, but I saw it coming on the agenda, so I thought I'd let you guys know about it. But they're going to have a full shutdown of Bixler between Echo Place and Balfour and Point of Timber east of Poe Drive. They're going to do it June 15th through August 2nd from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. They'll have full closure. And they're doing that for maintenance to an existing PG&E natural gas line system. The other item is, and I know you have something about it on your agenda, the chili cook-off. I just wanted to touch base on that and let you know that Michelle DiMaggio would like to come out and do a free class. She's the environmental health specialist. Mm-hmm. She's in charge of retail food. And she's offered to come out in person or virtual and do an event with education on food safety and handling and how to do these events appropriately. If you want to know more about that, just shoot me an email.
That's great, Don. Thank you for that. There's several things that occur all the way from our Big Cat Poker Run where we handle food to other things that occur within the, most of it through the Lions Club or the Chamber, so we will extend that invitation over to them and see if we can put together a group that may be interested. Anything
great.
Else?
Great. The supervisor wanted me to remind everyone that it was just a few years ago that we lost 4 people in Antioch because of... food that was cooked at home and brought to the site to share with Thanksgiving dinner, and we don't want that to happen again.
Absolutely not. No, we appreciate that. Okay. Anything else?
That's it. That's it for me.
All right. Thank you very much, Dar. Sheriff. Hello, sir.
All right. Good evening. Mark Johnson, Lieutenant of the Sheriff's Office. So it was a bit of a busy month for April. As a station house, we had approximately 30 arrests. For Discovery Bay, we had 379 calls for service. We took 57 reports. Kind of the big thing we had was between the boat and RV lot over to the park and ride on Bixler, the RV storage on Newport, and Delta RV storage at Bixler Highway 4. We had, it looks like, over 20 thefts of Catalina converters combined with those three. I'm not sure how well their security is, but they were able to go in the lot and steal all those Kelly converters. On one of these cases, a neighbor, about 1 in the morning, heard some sawing, called us. We came out there to the one by the parking lot, contacted somebody sitting inside a vehicle just outside the gate, searched the vehicle, found a stolen Kelly converter inside that car. We believe there was a second person in the lot. We used a drone and a canine to search for the other person, did not find them. There were approximately 8 Kelly converters laying on the ground, so they were cutting them and putting them off. Some of the videos that we've seen in Discovery Bay, it literally takes them about 2 minutes from start to finish to take those things off. So that's not only a problem here, again, it's a problem everywhere. So our investigators are following up on the suspect that we caught. The state is also working on cracking down the places that actually buy these kind of converters, because that's where the problem is.
I was going to ask that question. It seems so easy that they could just train them in. And
if they're not going to buy them, then it won't be a problem. But you have all these shady companies that are doing that, so they're trying to crack down on that. The other kind of big thing we had was the post office was broken into over on Bixler, and looks like they went in and stole a bunch of the mailbox keys and then went around to the different mailboxes and were opening them up. The U.S. Postal Inspector is taking the lead on that. They do have a suspect in that. I'll be able to give you an update next month because they're still doing some more things this week, so I'll be able to do that. A few of the other things that we had, we did a car stop and a DUI turnover. Where the mother was intoxicated with her 3 children. CHP did take that case. We had 3 domestic battery arrests. We took 1 domestic battery report. We had a suspicious subject over at the Safeway. I happened to be driving through a lot, and somebody came out kind of suspiciously, got into a vehicle with 2 other people, and left. I ended up making a car stop on that car. The person that came out had a bag full of stolen alcohol, and then the 2 other people in that car had drugs on their person when we searched them. So they all went to jail on that. We took 1 stolen vehicle report. We recovered 1 stolen vehicle. We had an assault with deadly weapon where an adult son attacked his elderly mother. The mother did sustain some injuries, but he was arrested for that. We did have a juvenile son attack his father with a knife, and we ended up catching him for that. We took 1 theft from an unlocked vehicle. We investigated 1 death, which was not criminal. We had 3 identity thefts, 2 fraud cases, 1 missing juvenile that turned out to be a runaway juvenile. And, which was unusually high this month, we had 8 people that we took for mental health evaluation. So, a couple other things real quick. I'm finally getting some more of our traffic officers back to work overtime in Discovery Bay. I had 2 of them out today. 1 was specifically working Discovery Bay Boulevard. The other was working Highway 4 in Bixler area. So as they become available, we're going to do that more and more just because of the traffic issue. The last thing I'll mention is I'm going to put together a modified Citizens Police Academy. We have one on our apartment runs, but it's all via Martinez. But I want to put together something here over at our station, which is at Brentwood PD. We're going to have presentations by SWAT, our dispatch, Marine Patrol, our investigators that actually are assigned to this area, the DA's office, Crime Lab, and a bunch of others as well. So we're going to hold those on the last 3 Tuesdays of June and the last 3 Tuesdays of July from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So if you're interested, contact Tony Font. No, I have a couple of his cards that I'll leave behind. And we're going to put an article out in the Brentwood Press, I think, this weekend as well. So I think it'll be a fun class, and again, you get to see all the resources we have, and you see why we do what we do. So other than that, I'm open for any questions.
I'd like to make sure we get that on our website and broadcast to people. There are a lot of people that are concerned about how it operates. The more knowledge they have, the better they'll understand what the challenges are and how the police work. So
do you have a flyer?
So I'll send you a flyer and an application for it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Is there a limit of how many people can come?
So we're looking at 20 to 25.
Okay.
But it depends. If we have 27, we'll squeeze in.
Fantastic.
Any questions for Lieutenant Johnson from anybody?
Actually, just a quick reminder, we have our first summer concert coming up next month, so you were very supportive last year
and
having a couple of your deputies kind of just walking through. And
yeah, if you can actually, if you know the dates,
I do.
Can you email me those or have someone email me so I can get them filled out?
Do you know exactly?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I feel like this is probably, I probably know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway just in case anybody was curious. Can you, are there any tips that anybody can have to make, other than putting their car in the garage, obviously not everybody can do that, that would help to at least make their catalytic converter less appealing?
that's almost impossible.
Yeah.
Because if they want it, they're going to take it. But the thing is to have the best security footage that you can, and maybe one that alerts you that, hey, there's some motion in my front yard. That way you can see it happen.
So. And those two individuals that, or the one individual that you arrested out of Safeway, with the alcohol. So are we still having an issue with Safeway pressing charges, or where's that kind of?
So we're still seeing a ton of shop dumping. Again, that's absolutely everywhere. I only have one shopping center to deal with per se, so that's where all of our focus is going. But the management level of CVS and Safeway are not letting their employees calls, for thefts anymore. Which is frustrating for us because, they can be in the process of stealing, they can't call us. But again, some of the people that are stealing are violent criminals, and they're dangerous, so they should be able to call us, but they can't. So we're still doing extra patrols, we're still doing everything we can, but it's tough.
All righty, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Next we have CHP. Is Donnie, anybody from CHP online? No.
Yes, can you guys hear me?
Hey, yes, we can. How's it going?
Excellent. I finally got it to work this time on time. Awesome. Hello, everyone. Officer Thomas with the Highway Patrol. Activity-wise, we had last month, arrest-wise, we had 9 DUI arrests for under the influence of alcohol, 2 for under the influence of drugs, narcotics. Mark hit on the turnover he did for that we took over for the mother that had the children. And I believe the officer that handled that investigation was charging child endangerment over that as well, which rightfully should. We had one arrest for someone had a warrant, 2 site release arrests for misdemeanor hit and run, 2 site releases for unlicensed drivers, and 1 for suspended driver's license, site release out there. Citation-wise, first one, speed. Looks like there was 21 for speed, 4 registration, 2 equipment, 1 right-of-way violation, 9 warnings given, written warnings, 1 stop sign, and 1 seat belt. Let's see, that's what was activity was out there. We have, let's see here, I've been hitting some enforcement up on Bixler a little bit. I've been doing kind of more over on where people are going to school, cutting on Bixler to go down higher. We've been kind of hitting that a little bit, getting the officer in the afternoon trying to help me out. Clipper and Newport, that's always the 25 issue in Discovery Bay Boulevard. Hit some of that. I did some this week. And then a little bit last week. I think it was Monday I was out there. Doing some stuff as well. We are going to do, I have a detail coming up on the 23rd. If you go through a school zone, might want to abide by the 25 zone. Just give everyone a heads up. We're going to do some enforcement out there. And I got guys coming out here into the Discovery Bay Byron area to work some school zones that will predominantly be in the a.m. hours. So remember that and drive safely through there. We had 8 new officers. I don't know if I shared with you guys last week. They're out on phase. They're all putting over to phase 3 right now. Probably middle part of June, they should start coming off. So hopefully we'll have 8 new people on the road. Start getting a little more activity out there. It would be great. There's been an individual, I'm sure the SOs, Mark's probably aware of it too, that's been going around stealing trailers. in and out all over Eaton County and stuff. We actually went and did a little, had our ISU guys come, and we went and picked him up yesterday. He's over in MDF right now. Pretty predominant guy that is well known to be stealing trailers all over the area, boat trailers, dump trailers a lot, things such as that. That is predominantly what I have. That is predominantly what I have. Yes.
Great. Thank you.
I just got a ring today. What a busy. But you guys have any questions for me or anything?
Board?
You can look in. Any
comments from the public for the CHP? Okay, I think that's it. Appreciate you being here. Good to hear your voice.
Yes. Yes. Likewise. Thanks, everybody.
All thank right. you.
Take care. Thank you. East Contra Costa Fire District. Chief.
Nobody.
Okay. possible discussion items. We have one item on the agenda. Staff?
Yes. So we've joined.
This is your gig.
We are part of the chamber. Discovery Bay, and it was asked of me to host a chamber event, and so the date was selected for me. They put me down for September 27th, I believe, and that's typically from 5:30 to 7:30. So I would like to request the ability to do that, approval to do that, and I just put in a budget for not to exceed $1,000. That could be a little bit high. I plan on just doing something simple, you know, maybe small sandwiches and some waters of some sort. So. Approval for that.
Any clarifying questions from the
is that could be at the town office or here?
No, I'm going to want to hear it. I'd like to hold it out on the patio.
No clarify. Any public comment on that item? Okay, I'll bring it back to the board. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Director
Callahan.
Aye.
Director Cotto.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Managers, any managers have anything to report? General manager? Any comment by council?
None.
Thank you. Director's reports. Parks and Rec, you guys met today, I think.
Go for it.
Park and Rec Committee met today, and fairly light agenda. We got an update on the progress on the golf cart parking, and due to the excellent due diligence on Monica's part, she actually contacted one of the contractors out here, and she got them to donate asphalt, so we get to asphalt that section of the parking lot at no cost. So, very good move. We also discussed... lastly, to bring more awareness to not only the committee but for the public, we're going to requested the landscape manager to prepare a kind of a rolling chart, if you will, that kind of articulates all the projects he's working on and some rough timelines of what he hopes to accomplish. And hopefully that'll give us a good visibility on where he's at any given time. And that was really the gist of our conversation. Ashley, did I miss anything?
Water, wastewater committee, you want to?
Yeah. So, same thing, water, wastewater was fairly brief today. We discussed the rudders, an update on the rudder. Did I call that right? Rudders?
Rotor.
There's a rotor in Optics 3 that is broken. Originally we thought we could rehab it, but it looks like it's broken beyond repair. So we have plans to update that stuff anyway, so what we're doing in term is renting some floating rudders to help keep the bugs alive, essentially, until we're able to actually do the repairs on that Optics, which were already planned in part of our CHP, CIP. And then we had an update on the denitrification project, which is going really well. Aaron presented us with some pictures of everything and how quickly it's going. And so
Yeah, the only thing I'd add to that is that we're on schedule for that because we do have some deadlines that we have to meet with regards to the state. That's one of their unfunded mandates that they've given us. And so we, even through the challenges we've had with regards to material supply, supply chain issues and everything else, we're really pretty much on schedule, maybe a week or two behind schedule on that. So it looks like we'll have time to not only complete the project, but then properly test the project before we have to turn it over to the state to make sure that we don't, that we're compliant. So it's all good news.
Now, correct, because last meeting we approved the bonds for that. So
we can actually pay for it now, too.
Yeah,
so that's
excellent news as well, considering.
Our bonds did get purchased, and we're pleased to
pay for it.
Yeah, to be able to actually pay the bills. So that's always a good thing. The only other reportable item I have is that it's informative for the rest of the board, and that is that Brian and I are working with our general manager, Dina, on the ad hoc committee for the construction project. We've interviewed 5 different firms with regards to needs assessment and architectural design and design build, and we'll be making a decision on what we want to bring forward to the board as our recommendation for a firm to use moving forward. So we're in. So the process has started. That's really all I'm trying to say. We've started the interview process, and this is at least probably a 3-year project, all said and done. But the ball has started to roll. So that's all we have to report on that. Any future agenda items?
Do you have a report regarding the East Contra Fire Department protection?
Turned it in.
Okay.
Thank you. Any future agenda items? And at this time, we will move into a closed session. Legal, you want to take us into close?
Thank you, Mr. President. Brought out a very legal counsel identifying that under item M, open session disclosure, Town Discovery Bay Board of Directors will move into closed session per the item listed on the agenda as N1. For those members, and I think there's only one left that I see online, for those members of the public that are attending, we do not anticipate, and I'll say with some certainty, there will be no reportable action coming out of closed session. Therefore, if you'd like to stay on, you can stay on. We'll keep this line open. Otherwise, the Town Discovery Bay Board of Directors will move into closed session.
And, Council, we're going to leave you for a minute, go in the other room. You'll stay on the line and bring us back in.
Well, we can lock all this up.
I will stay on here, and Dina is going to bring me into closed session. I will be muted here. The one individual that was on the line has now hung up. So we have no members of the public currently online right now.